Listening in around the world. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high rocky mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to have you with us tonight. We're going to start off tonight with a number of things here. We're going to start off talking about the hate crimes legislation. It may not be too late, folks. We were calling our senators today, or congressmen today, actually our assistant Carol in the office was calling and telling them to not sign the hate crimes legislation. And if they'd already done so, we understood that it would come back for some kind of approval after the Senate signed it. And we were going to call our congressman and tell him to say no to this the second time around if they get the opportunity to. And we found out some interesting information, which we're going to share with you tonight. May not be too late, folks. Actually, it isn't too late for us to stop this terrible, terrible legislation that's going to not remove the First Amendment, not destroy the First Amendment, because there is no legislation, according to the Supremacy Clause, Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution, that can destroy a constitutional right of the people, the inalienable rights of the people. But what happens is, when an unconstitutional law is passed, that the people and the legislators treat it as if it destroyed that constitutional freedom. And, of course, when you give up your constitutional freedoms, then it's as good as gone, is it not? So passing the hate crimes legislation is totally unconstitutional. And even if it is not held to be so, when you limit the free speech of people in a nation, then that's unconstitutional. So we're going to talk about some good things that we found out today right after we come back from the break about that. But I want to tell you that it's very interesting. The left of the left, the liberal commies in Congress, are coming out against the liberal left, John Roberts, who's been put up by Bush for Supreme Court Chief Justice, guaranteeing that he will be confirmed. Okay? Kennedy himself, old Killer Kennedy, Senator Kennedy has come out against Roberts, so this is going to guarantee that he gets in there, because all the Christian conservatives will be hurrahing him for that. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We're back here, and we have on with us our dear assistant Carol from our office here at Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter. And she took it upon herself to start calling our congressmen and senators today, and she found out something very interesting that we want to share with all of you, and it gives us more hope as to this horrible, horrible hate crimes legislation. Carol, are you on the program? Are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Carol.
Yes, I'm here.
Good to have you on, my dear. Mm-hmm. How about telling us what you found out today? You started calling, as you always do, to help us vent our feelings on some of this legislation that's being passed. And tell us what happened today to you here just a little while ago.
Well, as you know, our great warrior, Pastor Ted Pike, has been on many talk shows championing the offense against the so-called national hate crimes bills. And we have H.R. 2662, which is the major hate crimes bill, and Pastor Pike came on different talk shows saying that it had passed yesterday, I believe, with a count of, in the House, that is, in the House of Representatives, 223 favoring it and 199 against. And so he said, please call your representatives and your senators, because I believe within, according to Pastor Pike, within the month, the Senate is going to consider this bill and decide on it and do a vote. And
yes.
So then he said, call your representatives as well as your senators, and I didn't understand why we should call the representatives if they already had voted on it. But turns out that if it had passed in the House, then it passes in a week or two or three in the Senate, then it has to go back to a joint committee of House and Senate called the Conferees Committee. And Pastor Pike explained to me when I called him on the phone, he said that from 25 to 50 members of both houses will be chosen to form a conferees committee, and they then will hammer out, I guess, the particulars of it. So that's why he asked us to call our Congress people, our House of Representatives people as well. So I started with I started with Congressman Butch Otter. And
yes.
So I called Butch Otter's office, who is my representative here in the District Number 1 of Idaho. And the aide there, when I asked her, the question was, how did Butch Otter vote on this H.R. 2662, which is the hate crimes bill? And she kind of stammered, and she said, she said, he hasn't voted yet. She said it has not gone to the full House floor yet. She said it is still in the Judiciary Committee. And, of course, that stymied me. And so I called Pastor Ted when I could get him, not on radio. His line was very busy. But at the top of the hour, when he finished one show, I was able to catch him and told him that. And he said, that's not possible. And he said that John Conyers, that is the congressman from Michigan,
yeah,
was the guy who initiated this bill. And he said that he had checked with John Conyers' office to verify before he went on the air, saying that it had passed 223 to 199. And so we were getting more confused by the minute. And so I called back to my representative's office again, to Butch Otter's office, and I said, are you sure that H.R. 2662 has not come to the full House for a vote? She said, no. And so I can't quite remember now, Jack. It was a few hours ago. But anyway, long story short, then you, Pastor Ted Pike, then spoke with you. I put him through to you, into your office, and you and he spoke. And then apparently Pastor Ted told you about H.R. 3132, which is a Child Safety Act. Right?
No,
okay.
No, you know, my dear, I read that in his press release. I've got it right here before me.
Okay, very good. So you're the one that came up with H.R. 3132.
Right.
And so when I mentioned that to the congressperson, the aide, she said, she said, do you know what? She said, under H.R. 3132, which is a Child Safety Act, I guess against what? Pornographic predators or whatever, child...
Haven't read it yet, but
yeah.
I intend to.
Anyway, underneath that bill, H.R. 3132, she said, is a section, a subsection called hate crimes, having to do with child abuse, child sex abuse, apparently, right? So it is not the large hate crimes bill that passed, 2662. However, it is the section under H.R. 3132, which has to do with hate crimes, that did pass as a subsection of the Child Safety Act 3132.
We're going to have to get a look at that because I haven't yet, and we'll have to find it to see if we're being told the truth all the way around. But what you're saying is that then the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2005, H.R. 2662, we've been told by our congressman, has not passed yet.
Has not even come to the... It is still in Judiciary Committee, has not even reached the full House floor.
Okay.
Well, so that part is good news.
Lord, if that is true, that is good news.
Yes, it is. And when I reached Pastor...
The same problem is there, Carol. We now know because of Ted how evil this thing is and what they're intending to do. So let's pray that our Senate, or our congressman's aide is correct there. But we're going to ask the people tonight to call their congressman and check on this
Definitely.
Sure, we're hearing the same stories there.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yes, everyone.
Good. Praise the Lord. Because
yes.
Now Ted is doing his usual good job of awakening the people to all of this horrible legislation coming, and we're on top of it. If it is true, it hasn't come to the full floor yet, House floor yet, that we're really in time for this
yes.
thing.
I was able to reach Pastor Pike after all of this, and he was thrilled to think that we still have this much of a chance.
Right.
So he's counting on every single one who loves American freedom to call their three representatives, that is, two senators and House representative.
Yeah. Well, this is good. Now, if it turns out, folks, when you call your congressman, and I pray you'll do that and voice your opinion about this anti-First Amendment, anti-Christian legislation, I mean, it's anti-freedom of speech, and it's totally unconstitutional, but if you'll voice your opinion to them, see what their reaction is. If it's come to the House, if it has not come, then you tell them don't vote for it. But if it has, remember, folks, there's still time to protest. According to Pastor Ted Pike, he says final approval, if indeed it's true that this has been passed, and our congressman is... AIDS is all wet there. It has to come to, like Carol said, a conference between the House and Senate, and they have to decide if the amendment that was snuck into, as we were first told by Ted, and he was told, under the Children's Safety Act, that they have to discuss if that's proper or not. According to what I'm reading here, it says they decide if this hate bill in amendment form should be included in passage of a children's protection bill. Until then, members of the House and Senate are free to change their votes. So we're going to win this either way, folks. If you call your congressman tomorrow and you find out that it has not passed, that it's still in the Judiciary Committee, that's wonderful, because we're going to apply pressure now to be sure it never gets out of committee and never comes to the floor. We pray. If you
right.
will help us. Right, Carol? If they will
exactly.
get on the phone like
exactly.
you did today,
yeah.
we can stop these things, because we know that, Carol, because we've done it repeatedly.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we
well,
have
as Pastor,
repeatedly gotten these things stopped.
Yes, as Pastor Ted said, you know, this is the fifth year, I believe, that they have brought this up, and we've defeated, thanks to him and his helpers, it was defeated the first 4 years.
Right.
And maybe we can again. If I could reiterate here, then, if folks don't happen to have the numbers put down, if you're calling about the bill for your House of Representatives, it is H.R. 2662. And if you're calling your senators, which we also need to do, it is S-1145.
Well, I didn't have that. It's Senate bill, in other words.
Yes.
What is it?
Senate bill 1145.
1145. Very important, folks, for you to know that. And this is the time to strike. Believe me, we are effective when we make noise out here. If we keep our mouths shut, then we lose every time. So, Carol, I want to tell you what a privilege it is and a great honor to work with you. You're always there every minute of the day going at trying to help save this nation and save our freedoms and all. And I just want to tell you on the air how much all of us police and soldiers out here and people in the private sector that know you appreciate your years of work. I think it's over 15 years now, isn't it, my dear?
Tiny bit over. Well, it's my honor and privilege too, Jack. Thank you very much. I couldn't be in a... Well, anyway, my heart is here. This is where I chose to be, and you were kind enough to take me on board, and I'm happy to be here.
Well, you're a blessing to all of us and all Americans out there, so thank you for coming on today and straightening this out, and we're going to get them to call tomorrow.
And God bless Pastor Ted Pike.
Bless, yes, Ted Pike. Pray for him, folks.
Mm, yes.
He's sticking his neck out a mile. And
right.
Boy, there are those that would like to chop it off. And so please keep Ted Pike in your prayers.
Right.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Jeff.
Lord bless. Okay. Bye. Wow, that's good news, folks. If it is true, if our congressman here is right, and this has not come out of the committee yet, let's keep it in the committee this year and not let them bring it even to the floor. So let's get busy tomorrow and do what we do so well, and that's just kick up sand in the face of God's enemy. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
To the Officer Jack the Glam program, folks, and I just wanted to say to you that there are people that work behind the scenes, like our dear sister Carol here, that does so much for this country. You can't even imagine the work she puts out and the way she helps us contact our police and soldiers and sheriffs and works late. And my goodness gracious, just fabulous people like her that are doing so much. And I know that some of you listening are very much like that yourself. You're doing so much. But I want to remind you that God takes good note. You may not be out in front. You may not have your head up high enough where you're getting shot at right now, like some of us out here. But God is taking good note. And we just love you for the things you're doing, like getting on the phone tomorrow and raising Cain with your elected things. I want to give you the switchboard for Congress, if you don't have it, make it easy for you. It is 877, area code, 762-8762. That's 877, area code, 762-8762. We're going to defeat this thing again this year, and we're going to have to do it every year, folks, because they're trying their best to get us to where they can put Christians in prison for just speaking the word of God. And that's what they want so badly. There are people in this nation, we've heard them say it, that says the Bible is hate literature. They want to get rid of the Bible. But I'll tell you what, folks, that's a slippery slope they're going down, because I have read part of the Holy Bible of the Muslims, okay, the Quran, and I have read parts of the Jewish Kabbalah and the Talmud, and I'll tell you, you talk about hate literature. Oh, my goodness gracious. And so if they're going to call the Christian's Bible, the Word of God, hate literature, they're going to find themselves in trouble, because there's a lot of hate going around out there, and it is not found in the Holy Word of God. I can tell you that. But anyway, I want to say to you, please hold off on calling right now. I have something else very important to put out to you, and then we're going to take calls. We'll open the phone lines up in just a few minutes. But let's get into this here real quick. Back during my Vietnam days, when I enlisted at 17, I believed my government, just like all of us did that signed up, would never tell me to do anything wrong, and that I would do what I was told to do in the military. And pretty much that's what I did. I did what I was told to do. But back during the Vietnam days, Vietnam War days, I knew guys who were in special teams, and they were a cut above us, you know, in these very special teams, because they would go above the pale, you might say, and they would do things our government told us to do that some of us would kind of scratch our head and think about if we could actually do these things if we were ordered to. And it was kind of troubling. To be honest with you, it was kind of troubling, because I'd always heard in my life as a young man that you don't commit crimes, you don't do things evil to try to do good. It was just a way that my mother taught me. I didn't have a father growing up. I finally met my father when I was 45 years of age for the first time. He never saw me, and I never saw him. But I had a wonderful Christian mother, and she taught me you don't do things bad to try to do good. And I had learned that in my life. And what I saw going on in government, where I had people in the military I served with that would go out and assassinate leaders of various countries or organizations and blame it on the other guys that you want to discredit, okay? This happened with the Contras down in Central America. You know, there was bombing and executions done and so forth, and the Contras were blamed for these things. And so I was familiar with this tactic of creating chaos, creating an incident, and pointing the finger at the guys you wanted to defeat. It's a pretty common method in the military and in government around the world. It has been for hundreds of years, matter of fact. It's even in Sun Tzu's book, The Art of War. Way back, folks. And so I've said this before, that we here at our two police and military associations know that it is common practice to go into nations or to go into organizations and plant evidence or commit crimes, do bombings, do assassinations and so forth, and point the finger through evidence, visual evidence, physical evidence, that scientific evidence, that the party you want to blame for committing these crimes, these terrorist acts and so forth, is the bad guys. Well, it's happened again. We have here a report coming to us from a good buddy of ours, Cranston, and he sends this out to us, and I understand that Wrench.com has dealt with it already, and also Alex Jones has dealt with it. And that is British soldiers dressing up as Arabs and going and killing Iraqi police officers and others and blaming it on the Arabs. Yes, we have a report for you here if you haven't already heard about this. But we're going to talk about it a little bit, because I want you to know not all the things you see on television and read about are true.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the CalBend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, CalBend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because CalBend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call CalBend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a CalBend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalBendPureSoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Okay, folks, we're back on here. This is Old Cop Jack McLam. I'm talking about my military service, and I'm talking about people I knew in the military that were special elite units that would go do things that I'd kind of scratch my head about, some of us other soldiers, wondering if we could rise to that level and do things that, you know, that in our hearts we didn't believe was correct for Americans to be doing some of these things. A prime example, folks, is when you know General Ben Parton and his report Inside and Out, where he shows General Ben Parton, he proves that the Oklahoma City building was brought down from inside with explosive charges. And I won't get into that tonight, but we can prove, and he can prove, in any court in this land, the pillars, the columns were wrapped from inside, and the Oklahoma City bombing building was brought down by inside explosives and not the fertilizer bomb. But, of course, they're not going to let him into court. And then we know the first World Trade Center bombing was done on purpose, by allowed to happen by the FBI. They knew down to the very minute when the explosive was going to go off. Their informant inside the group that was going to blow the World Trade Center the first time told them that they have to get in and change the powder, the explosive powder, to one that won't explode so they could do this sting operation. And the handler, FBI handler, told her, and it's a matter of recorded record, because he recorded that on the phone, that she said, don't worry, we're going to change the powder so it won't blow up. Well, the FBI let it blow up. Our government let it blow up because they had reasons to have that World Trade Center bombing. That's to pass the anti-terrorism laws in America. And then we know about the second World Trade Center bombing, how the columns were wrapped from inside, and it was a controlled detonation that brought those buildings down. And somebody, folks, has to be on the special teams to go in and do these things. And we were told in the military it was for the higher good. It was for the greater good of society as a whole. And all these things you're taught, that you'll go commit these evil acts and then blame it on somebody else. Who did they blame Oklahoma City on? The militia, first off. And we watched the militia across this nation, the hundreds and hundreds of militias go underground because of that. And many of them disbanded. And they got their hate crime legislation passed. So, anyway, what I'm getting into now is more proof that what I told you months and months ago on this program, that when you see mosques blowing up and Iraqi people flying through the air dead, and women and children being killed, and Iraqi people being killed, don't just assume that it is the insurgency doing these things. We have to wise up and realize we have those in the centers of power of this nation that benefit from you believing the insurgency is blowing up their own people in Iraq. And so here's a prime example. David Cohen out of Australia, okay, David Cohen, a Jewish man evidently by this name, he says this. He says, two British commando special forces dressed as Iraqis have been caught by the Iraqis themselves after they were found shooting and killing local policemen as they were dressed up as Iraqis. And the Iraqis put them in jail. The British Army then came with tanks, destroyed the jail, and freed the two British commandos. In the process, all the Iraqi prisoners in the jail ran away to freedom. Riots started, and this David Cohen says, I saw British tanks engulfed with Molotov cocktails. They brought in 10 tanks, the British commando or the British Army did, to save these two British commando special forces guys that dressed up to make you and I think, and the Iraqi people think, they're being killed by their own Iraqi brothers and sisters. But it was actually the British commandos. So anyway, riots started, and this writer, David Cohen from Australia, says he saw Molotov cocktails and British soldiers running out of their tanks on fire. And there's a, if you go to, I think it's prisonplanet.com, you'll see pictures, actual pictures there of these soldiers on fire getting out of their tanks. But anyway, the people in Iraq found out that the British commandos and others are doing some of these bombings and killings. The report gives credibility to the, it goes on to say, David Cohen's article here, says the report gives credibility to the conspiracy theorists who have long claimed many terrorist acts in Iraq are in fact being initiated and carried out by U.S., British, and Israeli Mossad forces. The truth is the British had to either rescue or kill these two commandos before they talked. It so happens when they went in with 10 tanks and a helicopter and destroyed the jail and turned all the prisoners loose, they got these guys out and rescued them. And guess what? They spirited these two British commandos away to unknown locations. There is the proof in the pudding, folks. I'm going to go real quick, too, because I truly appreciate reading today, prisonplanet.com, I think it is, where Alex covers this very well. And so let's go to Alex real quick. He's on the line. Alex, welcome to the program, brother.
Jack, I was going to call and just invite you on my show in the next couple of days to warn the police and military to not go along with Bush's move to, quote, get rid of posse comitatus so we can, quote, deal with disasters.
Right.
And then I heard you start getting into the evidence. At PrisonPlanet.com, we put together the most detailed report on this. We should add the P2OG plan and the program of artificial friction that the globalists create, but they've caught Israeli Mossad as private contractors dressed as Arabs attacking 4 to 5 Marine Corps bases, Marine Corps positions, and the Marines capture them and beat the hell out of them and throw fits when they're not arrested. I mean, they've been killing our people. So have American Merc companies. We even know the names. And some of these Mercs, by the way, are in right now are in New Orleans doing Lord knows what. And then at the same time, the Iraqis keep reporting that a helicopter will fly by or a jet will fly by and a, quote, truck blows up. There's a 30-foot crater. You know, a little bitty car can't carry enough explosives to make a 5-foot crater.
Right.
And these are huge bombs, huge missiles. And this is like the fifth time they've caught them. But this time in Basra, British controlled. These two SAS, which are just super commandos. I mean, the type of testing they do for an SAS is harder than Delta Force. That's what the Delta Force is modeled after. It makes the Green Beret, 3 being tested out of 100, look like child's play. And they hire these guys, and they're a bunch of terrorists. They go around, what was Delta Force murdering at Waco, and they go around doing all of this. And you look at these little crooks. We got pictures of them from inside the jail. They were wearing fake beards, fake eyebrows, fake headdresses, fake mustaches, and they were shooting people. And the original BBC reports, they had plastic explosives. They were going to get out of the truck and the car and blow it up. And what they do is triggering events. They'll blow up a Shiite area, get the Shiites to attack the Sunnis. They'll blow up a Sunni area. And this is the strategy of tension, or P2OG. I want people listening to know we have the declassified documents. Because look, folks, do they make more money if they're there a month and get the power on and leave? No.
Oh.
The defense contractors make more money. We're there 10 years building permanent bases. And so I want all the neocons listening right now, the neocon followers, it's not debatable. Your government is killing our troops, and I'm sick of it. Jack, I'm going to get out of here, but it's always hard to get a hold of your office because I know you're just as busy as I am, but would you like to come on in the third hour of my show tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central and talk to our police and military?
Let's see, what's tomorrow, Thursday?
Yes, sir.
1 p.m. I believe I could probably do that, Alex, 1 p.m.
Well, we'll call you at 1 p.m. our time, and I guess that'll be, what, 11 o'clock Pacific?
Let's see. I believe it is. Yes, it'd be 11 o'clock Pacific.
All right. Well, I thought I'd call in on this important subject. Caught red-handed, no debating it. We know SAS. That's who we fingered from our sources in the London bombings. And then they got an Arab controller, a SWAT guy who turns out to be MI6 being protected. He just gets some poor Arab decoys there. I think they're part of some drill. And the police witnesses and others said the bomb blew up from the bottom. And we said from our sources, SAS, British Commandos, because we've caught them a bunch doing most of the bombing since 1980 and blaming it on the IRA. And then you were mentioning Oklahoma City, but I go back to World Trade Center 1 in 93. You're right that Ahmad Salam tried to bust him, but the bombing went forward. But he was also, the FBI gave him the detonators and the explosives to, quote, build a real bomb. That's the part people got to remember. The FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver. They found two mentally retarded Arabs actually on welfare for being retarded. One had a 75 IQ, one an 81. Both mentally retarded. One a low-grade moron, one retarded. And the police kept, Salam kept chastising them because they were so retarded that they wouldn't park it up against the column as they'd been trained. And thank God that day they were so retarded that they didn't park it up against the column, or it would have brought down one of the entire towers. And that's it, Jack. God bless you.
Okay, brother. Hey, Alex, before
yes,
you
sir.
Leave, tell me this. What was the deal now? I know you wrote about this last year about the president of Russia blowing up that schoolhouse and killing all the kids and blaming it on the opposition over there in Russia. What was that about again?
Yeah, Bezlan. They've been caught red-handed. We've written about 15 articles on it. It's all over the Russian and European news, and the FSB people have gone public. What they do is they get guys dressed up like terrorists. They go in. Then at a certain point, they detonate a flashbang as a diversion. The FSB, Federal Security Bureau, KGB thugs go out the back. At the same time, FSB opens fire with cannons and machine guns, goes in, and then the witnesses all said, yeah, they just disappeared. Then the attack started, and then now FSB and local police have gone public, red-handed, all totally staged. Same thing in the theater. They released a knockout gas that then killed 150-something of the people, over a third of those in the theater. That was so the FSB could slip out the back. In 99, Moscow police caught FSB planting bombs on a fourth apartment building that blamed it on the Chechens as well. So, it's all state-sponsored.
Yeah, this is a standard operating procedure now, it seems to be, in these Antichrist world government leaders in our nations today. Alex, thank you for coming on and sharing that with us.
You bet. It was the same thing at Columbine. That's why the SWAT teams were ordered by the state police to stand down for 4 hours and 15 minutes. Folks, SWAT teams don't stand down for 4 hours and 15 minutes. These men may be a lot of things. They're not cowards. They bust into crack dens every day. They were crying being ordered to stand down because they had two other hit squad members sent in from a foreign country doing the killing. And then they took out Harris and Kleibold. God bless you.
Okay, brother. Take care. Wow, folks. I'll tell you what. A man with a mind like a steel trap. You know, I wish I was like these guys. our dear John Statmeller, a mind like a steel trap. My memory's not as good. And Alex and all these guys, my goodness gracious. They can just quote numbers and dates and times and places. I got to go look it up. But it is true, folks. Even in my experience, I have friends, and even one right now, I'm looking at his picture on my wall in here in my office right here, and I have it up there for a special reason to remind me that we have people in the military. He was one of those people that will do anything they're told to do. They're pragmatists. They believe their government would not tell them anything bad to do. And they will do anything their government tells them to do because they've been trained and brainwashed for the higher good of society as a whole. I've seen the lower level brainwashing of police officers in the Regional Police Academy in Phoenix, Arizona. I've been through it. And I was a police academy instructor for 5 years. But up at these levels, folks, where they go in and assassinate people, kill men, women, and children with bombs, blow up buildings and kill 3,000 people like in New York City. This is the levels that we find those individuals like the one I'm looking at on my wall right here that keep me on the ground and realizing that it is true that when we hear every day in the news, it seems like we're hearing of more Iraqis killing Iraqis, these Arab insurgents are killing Iraqis over there. I have to keep reminding myself, not necessarily so. Okay, they want chaos. These international crime thugs that run our governments today, folks, want and desire chaos, absolute chaos, to bring fear in the minds of the people to such a point that they will do exactly what their governments tell them to do, and that's what they're doing over there in Iraq. Paul, let's go and open the phone lines up today, folks. If you'd like to call in, give us a call at Republic Broadcasting Network, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Okay, let's go to Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Jack. Steel trap, eh? Yeah, well, me across.
That's not my brain.
With me, it's a question of mind over matter. Since I don't have a mind, it doesn't seem to matter. I was hoping Carol would still be on. I had tried to conference in with her. Did she? Because Pastor Ted Pike was pretty adamant earlier that it flew through the whole house, and that's joyous news. I'm guessing unless she achieved metaphysical certitude or something to the contrary, that's why I'd hope she could clarify that. But that was very.
We talked to Ted tonight, or she did, and told him what she had found out, and he thanked her and was into it. So it is true.
Okay.
That this guy Conyers, I don't trust this Conyers. What Carol and I were discussing tonight is it is not unlike these enemies of God and liberty in our nation to set you up, a man like Reverend Ted Pike, who has almost single-handedly, well, with the help of a lot of radio personalities that he's gone to with the truth over the last 4 years, has defeated this hate crimes legislation. And when he called Conyers' office and Conyers flat out told him it had passed, you got to wonder why he said that to Ted. And
yeah.
So, because if you cry fire too many times, then people won't listen to you anymore. It could be a way of discrediting Ted.
Well, by the way, I know.
It doesn't discredit him. It doesn't discredit him because what he's done has rallied the people, and he's doing that again right now. And praise God, if it is true, and we're not sure it is yet, that it hasn't passed, that's wonderful because he's rallying the troops again already.
Yeah, you got to carry me over, please. And by the way, I found my own congressman's unreliable. That you have, like, I got a call down to Ron Paul's office to find the truth on several matters.
True. I understand. Roger, hang on. We'll be right back. Folks, you're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program, and we'll be right back with more.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after 2 compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833. 988-6833.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Coming up on the end of the hour, we're going to go back to Roger. Roger, we've got a full board of calls, so Be quick as you can, brother, okay?
Very quick. I want to pound out the toll-free to the Capitol Hill switchboard again.
Good.
And remember, you can call these congressional offices perhaps as late as 5:30 p.m. Eastern.
Good deal. Okay.
And, okay, the number is 877-762-8762. To repeat, 877-762-8762. And God bless.
Thank you, Roger. Appreciate it. Let's go to Eric now. Eric Scheim, former military man. Eric, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jack. How's it going?
I'm doing fine, brother. Welcome.
I don't know about former. I'm still fighting all that, but...
Are you?
And you know that's a long story. You brought up a couple of things. First and foremost, free speech. And one of the things about our Constitution and Bill of Rights is that the... quote-unquote inalienable rights that were guaranteed to us in the Bill of Rights within a free society are supposed to be absolutes. Things like free speech, speech that needs no protection, speech that does not offend needs no protection. Thank you. Sorry. The important point in this is that if there are people out there that hate a certain group or that espouse violence, it is better to let these people air, because usually it's coming from ignorance or grievances or whatever, but at some point to push this into the closet and into the dark mind of these people and not allow it to be aired out in the open where we can know that this exists, that this way of thinking exists, and take positive, affirmative actions to change that way of thinking or correct the situation or the environment that induces this type of thinking, it only injures society that much more. And that's why the Founding Fathers guaranteed that these inalienable rights were, quote-unquote, absolute.
Yes.
One thing, and I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go right ahead there, brother.
Well, I was going to say one thing towards even, and I'm with what's going on with the borders and everything right now, because I realize it's an issue of, quote-unquote, class warfare, and that the, communists or whatever you want to call them, the elitist, globalist, corporatists, industrialists, they're using this as a tactic not only to take those people and, injure them further and even exploit them, but they're also using it to attack other classes, not only from on top like they're doing, through all the attacks like what they just did with the Bacon-Davis Act and a bunch of other stuff in the South to all these people, but also from underneath. And it's all-out class warfare that has been declared by this ruling elite. I just want to read real quick. It's a definition of what communism is.
You've got 15 seconds left, Eric.
Okay.
So we don't have enough time, brother, I don't think. But it's very interesting what you're saying. Would you call back again, maybe tomorrow, and share that with us?
Sure, no problem, Jack.
Okay,
love your show.
Thanks a lot. Lord bless you. Okay. Well, Mike and everybody else, sorry that we didn't get the phones opened up earlier. We'll try to do that tomorrow night, okay? We'll try to open the phones up early so you can have a say. Please remember what you're thinking about, why you called in, and we'll have you up tomorrow to speak. Well, God bless all of you out there. Don't forget, folks, what you see and what you hear is not always the truth. Keep that in mind and make your phone calls tomorrow. You'll feel good about it, and it'll be good for America. God bless all of you out there, and don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
In America, we value our liberty, but there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.